In this episode, the part of Chief of Triage Brady Winters, formerly played by Vivian Chung, will now be played by Eliza Martin. Welcome aboard, Eliza.
Space. The final frontier. This crew will explore it. Space. The infinite wilderness. This crew will tame it. Space. Storehouse of secrets. This crew will reveal them. These are the new voyagers of the starship Excelsior. And this crew will live up to her name, Ever Upward. Starring Gareth Bowling as acting Captain Joshua Underwood.
Samuel Gillis as Lieutenant Alex Lorok.
Kennedy as Lieutenant Commander Neva.
Emily Potter as Dr. Melissa Sharp. And Caitlin Haney as Asuka Yubari.
Sword of Damocles, Part 5, Trust But Verify. Previously, on Star Trek Excelsior.
4 months ago, Starfleet received a distress call from a long-lost cargo ship, the SS Anbar. Its crew had survived an extraordinary ordeal in the void beyond our galaxy.
Hey, God, I'll make you a deal. You can kill me, infest me, send me to hell. I don't care what you do to me. Just stop making the people I love pay for my mistakes.
The Starship Excelsior was restaffed and relaunched on a secret rescue mission. Something went horribly wrong.
That don't come in peace.
He missed?
No, he didn't miss. He's blown open the bug bomb.
The mission was covered up. Many have died to protect its secrets. Others, like General Isaac Brahms, have murdered.
Operations. Signal the pirate fleet. They are to set course for the New Victoria colony. They are ordered to destroy it.
General, those are Federation civilians.
I know.
The Excelsior has evaded General Brahms and arrived at the secret location of the derelict Danbar, far from friendly territory. But what they found there is chilling.
Alex, lost signs again.
How many?
Thousands.
We're surrounded.
Sir, 3 unknown vessels just dropped out of warp.
Return fire!
So I guess you're not Dr. Sharp, then?
No!
Ah! No!
Sir, there's another ship dropping out of warp. Vessel identified as the USS Renegade.
General Brahms!
And now, the continuation.
Retargeting the Renegade.
Belay that! Keep shooting at the bandits!
Sir, Brahms has massive firepower. If we don't shoot first...
Hail the Renegade, Lieutenant!
They're... hailing us, sir?
By all means, put them on screen.
All I have is audio.
I might have known.
Have you ever heard of Icarus, Dovan? Damn you! And you stubborn.
This is Captain Joshua Underwood of United Starship Excelsior. Are you friend or foe?
Underwood? Who is this? Where's Dovan?
I told you who I am. Answer my question.
Not before I know.
I don't have time for this. Brahms, hello, we're in combat. So start shooting at somebody or get the hell out of my way. Excelsior out. Lieutenant, report on the enemy.
3 ships, sir, between us and the Anbar. Configuration totally unknown.
Can we beat them?
1-on-1, yes. 3-on-1. We need to keep our distance. Focus their fire. Stretch our shield.
I agree. Unfortunately, we need to go straight through.
Sir, that idea is... tactically unsound.
We've got to get through to the Anbar, Lieutenant. Those are our people over there.
Sir, if we go in there alone, we're going to be cut to ribbons in a matter of minutes.
Who said anything about going in there alone? And that'd be stupid. Brahms is in position. Answer his hail.
He's... hailing? Right.
All right, Captain. What's your plan?
We have people trapped on the Ambar. I need you to take one of those ships and draw him out of formation.
And you'll skate through the hole he leaves behind.
You learn fast. Can you do it?
The odds are against us and the situation is grim. Most fun I've had in years.
Thought you'd like it.
Renegade out.
Helm, cover the Renegade's approach.
Captain, how did you know he would side with us?
I had no idea.
That was a guess?
Not a guess. I just picked the only scenario that ended in the possibility of our survival. Reality had no choice but to agree.
So your willpower forced Brahms to help us? That's not exactly orthodox.
On the contrary, Lieutenant, it's 90% of the captain's job. Any word from Deflector Control is due... Is the captain dead?
Medical teams have arrived on the scene, sir. That's all I know.
I see. As soon as Brahms opens that gap, Lieutenant, take us in.
Aye, sir.
Stiff upper lip, Major. Just a few minutes more.
They're everywhere! Keep firing! Breathe! Every shot counts!
Simon, how much longer on that sonic pulse?
Maybe 10 more minutes, Alex.
Sir, I don't know if we can hold out that long.
We absolutely cannot, Mom.
What? Are you serious, Major?
Everyone, you set your phasers to widest possible beam.
Major, if we widen the beam anymore, it won't be focused enough to kill them.
Sir, we're not trying to kill them. At this point, we'll be lucky if we slow them down.
Quarantine lab warning. Force filters disabled. An unknown bioform has entered the lab through the air recirculation duct. Quarantine lab warning. Force filters disabled. An unknown bioform has entered the lab through the air recirculation duct. Force filters disabled. An unknown bioform has entered the lab.
Old teeth. Even weirder. Hello, Hermes. Good to be back. Sions, you need a shower, though. Computer, cancel alert and erase entry log. Authorization Hermes 007. Now, on to phase two. Computer, remind me, where are my quarters?
Code bomb, total override. That means get out of the way, Ensign. Medical emergency. Yes, you!
Hey, wait!
Fine, make yourself useful. Grab that into the gurney and push.
You got it. What the hell happened? Who's under that blanket?
It's Captain Dovan. He's been shot, and now we can't use the damn transporters.
What? Dovan is alive?
He needs surgery, or he'll be dead in 10 minutes. Hold that turbo lift. Medical emergency.
I got it, nurse. How could he be alive? He was shot at point-blank range.
He was lucky. It only grazed him. His vital organs are okay, but that won't save him if we can't stop the cell damage.
But solar plexus shot.
Looks worse than it is, Ensign. But not by much. Sick bay.
How can he be alive? How is that possible? Dr. Sharp.
That's it! The deflector disc just went offline.
Distance to the Ambar.
40,000 kilometers. Not close enough to beam through the ion storm.
Stay on target. Full speed ahead. Brahms, where's that hole you promised me?
Oh, young captains, I tell you, if this was a formation of Breen battleships...
General, these aren't the Breen. My fusion drives are fissioning, and I am 37 years old.
Well, why didn't you say so? You're eligible for our senior citizen special. Tactical, another brace of torpedoes from Mr. Underwood. Target for maximum casualties.
Yes, General.
The third ship is pulling away. They're going after the Renegade.
I don't want to make a habit of saying this, but thank you, General.
Well, don't let Dovin hear you say that. He'd confine you to quarters.
Don't think he hasn't tried. All ahead, Yubari.
Just keep your shields up for another minute or two, Underwood.
Why? What happens then?
Encoded message. Open channel. You know the regs. Rams out.
Distance to the Ambar, Lieutenant.
2,000 kilometers. And closing.
Flores! Flores, keep firing!
I'm out of ammo, sir!
Martinez, I'm ahead. Commander, check your toolkit.
I'm on it!
Flores, look out!
No! No! Get him off! Get him off! Flores!
Major, no!
You killed him!
Respectfully, ma'am, I'd do it again.
You murdered Flores!
I murdered what he was about to become. Now please, Commander!
How can you pretend to
Commander,
wear that...
let it go.
What?
Let it go. Hold the line.
Structural damage, deck 7. Casualties, deck 8. Dorsal shields down to...
Spare the details, Lieutenant. I don't need a weather report to tell me how hard it's raining. Distance.
400 kilometers to transporter range. But the big one is holding position between us and the Anbar.
Heading us in. And they know what we want. And what about those Hellfire torpedoes?
Partially dismantled in cold storage, sir. 2 hours load time minimum.
Damn it, Tobin. First the fighter squadron, now the Hellfires. Signal the Renegade. Tell them we need another favor.
The Renegade is pulling a C-1 full evasive right now, sir. They're busy. And, sir, we can't take much more of this thunderstorm.
What are the odds we can outmaneuver the bandit and get around to his other flank?
If we target his engine, sir, 50-50.
I've made worse bets than that in the last 10 minutes. Do it.
Tactical rear tube 1. Fire!
Direct hit. He's attempting to turn his starboard shield away.
Don't let him. Tubes 2 and 3, fire!
Torpedoes away!
Hull breach. He is venting atmosphere.
Good shot, Tactical.
Noted.
General, if I may?
Of course, Operations.
Why are we helping the Excelsior? We spent weeks trying to destroy them, and all those people on New Victoria.
The blood of New Victoria will always be on my hands, Operations. But the blood of the Federation is going to be on Dovan's. Our mission was to stop them from getting here. We failed. They're no longer a threat to the Federation. They're just a fellow Starfleet ship in trouble.
I thought you said if we failed, every living being in the galaxy would be killed or enslaved.
That's absolutely true.
But we failed.
And every living being in the galaxy is going to be killed or enslaved because of it. Including us. But there's nothing we or the Excelsior can do about it now. Yesterday we had a fighting chance, so we were pragmatists. Today we are doomed. This is the hour of the idealist. But I have no intention of making this my blaze of glory. Bring us about.
Yubari?
It's no good, sir. They've closed the pen on us. We can't maneuver.
Damn it. We'll have to come back for the away team. Can you get us out of here?
Only if you want to expose our antimatter pods to weapons fire, sir.
What's that, Lieutenant? What are our options?
We're receiving a response to our hail, sir.
Brahms?
No, the aliens.
First contact. My favorite part of this job. What are they saying?
They're asking for our unconditional surrender.
How predictable.
It's all the same to you, sir. I'd like to answer them in my own way.
By all means, Lieutenant.
Firing all batteries.
Well, like I always say, never surrender while the shields are still up.
And we have about 20 seconds. Detecting active transporter signals, sir. Boarding parties, looking for gaps in our shields.
We need help. Raise Brahms.
Aye, sir.
General, hate to bother you again, but we've got ourselves in a bit of a pickle here.
I can see that.
Care to do something about it?
I can't.
Then we're dead.
Not necessarily. See, we've been carrying along some threats to the Renegade's warp trail. And they're due to arrive now.
Sir, 7 more ships dropping out of warp.
More bandits?
Too small, sir. I can't get a clear reading in the storm. But it looks like...
This is Lieutenant Junior Grade Alex Roll of the 507th Marine Starfighter Squadron. Did somebody say pickle?
Roll!
Yubari-san, Shibaraku desu.
Lieutenant Roll...
That's me, sir. But I don't think we have time to get acquainted just now.
True. We have an away team trapped on that derelict freighter. Can you clear a path?
Of course. I mean, if those were Breen warships...
Oh, not you too. Excelsior out!
Roll's fighters are coming in fast and hot. This'll work, sir.
Do you trust him?
Not for a minute, and with my life, sir.
Sounds like our new CAG is an interesting guy.
He sure keeps us guessing, sir.
Like just now?
Case in point.
Still no transporter lock on the away team, sir. There's some kind of interference aboard the Anbar.
Bring us closer.
Tighten it up, Martinez. Close that gap.
Look! They're on me! I can't get them off!
Hold on, Neva!
Out! Major!
I said any cost, Mom, and I meant it.
Yeah!
Major, get back to the overrun! We are being overrun, sir!
You Barry!
We're almost in transporter range, sir, but I still can't get a lock.
Why not?
Alex, I have it. The sonic pulse.
Fire it!
It worked!
We only have a few moments.
Simon!
It's done. The Excelsior has our location.
Sir, I have them, but it won't be for long.
Full impulse. Get us in range now. He'll blink.
What if he doesn't?
Then he's going to be rammed at 1/4 light speed. That's why he'll blink.
He's powering engines.
We have him.
And turning to starboard.
What? Well, he'll hit the Anbar.
He doesn't have another way out, sir. Roll's fighters are blocking his escapes.
Roll!
We see it. We're trying to open another hole.
Too late! Impact!
Simon, are you all right?
My tricorder. Alex, we've lost the pulse.
The swarm's awake!
Neva, they're all over you.
They're everywhere. They're...
Get off the floor! Ah, sir!
Major!
The Anbar reactor is going supercritical.
Helm, get us there now.
Sir, the interference is back. We've lost their life signs.
Get them back!
Excelsior, brace yourselves.
The Anbar has been vaporized, Captain.
Report?
No life signs. Some damage to us, but the bandit took the brunt of the impact. He's in bad shape. And Mr. Roll's fighters are giving chase for all they're worth.
God bless him. Superlative.
Sir, what are your orders?
Note a commendation for each member of the away team, Lieutenant. And mark them killed in action.
After that, KBO.
What?
Keep buggering on, Lieutenant. Back us out of here. And raise General Brahms.
Aye, sir.
This is Brahms. I'm sorry, Captain. Lorik was an idealist worthy of the name. And your Marine Commander, truly a great man.
We're pulling back, Brahms. The Excelsior's a capital ship.
Not designed for close-quarters combat.
Especially not without supporting ships at her disposal.
You've taken heavy damage. Get to a safe distance and support us from long range.
My thoughts exactly. Underwood out. Yubari, do it.
Yes, sir.
Commander Underwood.
Who are you? Why aren't you at your post?
I mentioned Felipe Hermes, sir. I need to speak with you in private.
You want a private conference during combat? Fat chance.
Sir, it's an emergency.
I cannot overemphasize how absolutely correct you are, Ensign.
Commander, Hermes was the first parasite host on the Excelsior.
The first known host, sir. I know what they're planning.
They?
They.
Step into my ready room, Ensign. Yubari. KBO.
KBO, sir.
I wasn't aware you'd recovered, Ensign.
Just this morning, sir. My memory's been coming back in pieces. I just remembered this.
Names. Well, it's a list of names.
85 names, sir. Every person on the Excelsior under the control of a neuroparasite. Half of them at key posts around the ship. They're about to do something big, Captain. That's all I can remember. But if you act quickly and quietly, you might be able to stop them before they know what's happening.
Dovan's name is on this list.
Dovan was the primary target, sir. From what I've gathered, they've succeeded in infesting him.
What makes you say that?
How else do you explain surviving a point-blank phaser to the solar plexus?
Thank you, Ensign. Let me know if you remember anything else.
Of course, sir.
Dismissed. Brig, this is Underwood. I want you to go get Captain Dovan out of sickbay and lock him up.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Three months ago, 5 hours after the bug bomb exploded.
Skipper, you're alive!
Welcome back to the Excelsior, Captain Cox.
Brady? Yes, I'm alive. What about the Excelsior's captain, Suresh?
Dead. Commander Cortez and I... He was infested.
I was afraid of that. I'm glad you're okay, Brady. And you... What's your name?
Lieutenant Junior Grade Alexander Roll, Starfleet Special Operations. At your service.
Come on, Skip. We have to get out of here.
Where's my crew?
The Ambar survivors are safe, ma'am, but we need to get you to the bridge. The Bluegills have taken control of this part of the Excelsior.
And they just let you stroll in here to use the transporter?
There were four of us when we left the bridge, ma'am.
You would have been proud, Skipper. They went down fighting. A graceful end for them.
A graceful end? You think any of this is a graceful end, Doctor? I led my crew into its own worst nightmare. Don't baby talk me.
You didn't think it was baby talk when we were gonna die at the Galactic Barrier.
Better if we had died. Bunch of simple, plain Jane heroes we'd have been. This is hell, Brady. Not grace. Damnation.
With all due respect, ma'ams, we do need to get going.
To my crew.
To the bridge.
To the turbo lift. Come on.
The turbo lift is just...
Look out!
Got him. Let's go. There's a turbo lift 90 meters from here.
Your containment protocols weren't good enough, Rawl. This battle is over. What's the range of your escape pods? How far to the Federation border?
Pretty far, actually. But this fight's a long way from over.
You're wrong. You lost.
Maybe not. We have Beetlejuice on our side.
Brady, am I supposed to know what that means?
It's a weapon, Skipper.
A shield, really. Beetlejuice is an injection that immunizes the user against infestation.
That's impossible. No, that's fantasy.
For our science, yes. But we didn't invent Beetlejuice. We stole it. There are only 20 doses in the entire Federation. 19 of them were on board the Excelsior today. We have immunized certain Annihilate teams throughout the ship cleaning up this mess.
Then, if you're not lying wrong...
Be a dumb thing to lie about, Captain.
Then maybe we've got a chance after all.
Damn straight, Skipper!
Get back!
Skipper! It's a swarm!
Rawl, you immunized?
Nope.
Go, go, go! Into the lift!
Bridge!
Rawl, we're going to see my crew.
There's something Acting Captain Cortez needs to explain to you. Immediately.
I need to see them, Rawl. To make sure the children are safe.
They are.
Rawl, at your rank, I guess you've never been in command. But once you have, you'll understand
why... You guess why... wrong. Computer Corps!
Thank you. Now, what is it Rachel Cortez needs to explain to me?
We...
Spit it out.
We need you to go back.
Back?
Back to the Anbar.
Out of the question.
How dare you, Mr. Rawl?
I'm sorry, Skipper. If there were any other way... We've picked up 3 more Bluegill vessels on their way. Gevenon class. We need the Anbar to cover our escape.
Well, the hell with you.
It's not just the Excelsior at stake, Captain. Otherwise, we'd fight to the death to get you home to Earth. I swear it.
Then send your own damn people. I'm not suicidally attached to the Anbar, you know.
I wish it were that easy. By the great bird, I wish I could go instead of you. But it has to be your crew, Skipper. I'll explain the whole Sword of Damocles on the way. But we have to start now, or it'll be too late, Skipper. Too late for all of us.
Tell me, Rawl. Do you really think I'm going to send one single person back over there to be infested? Do you think I was kidding when I said we'd be better off dead? Because if so, you're crazier than Suresh, and look what happened to him.
If I held a gun to the head of one of the Anbar children, I don't think you'd hesitate.
Is that a threat, Mr. Rawl?
Am I right, Captain?
Mr. Rawl, take it from someone who knows. Survival is not reason enough for surviving.
Hey, it's the Skipper!
Skipper, you're all right! Sam!
When you didn't come back from the Anbar, and then the bug bomb went off, we thought...
We didn't think anything, Skipper. We were worried.
She's okay, ain't she, Doc?
Sam? She's got no cuts and bruises. The rest, she'll have to speak her piece.
The buggers are coming, Skipper. What do we do?
I don't know. Survival is not enough reason for survival.
Skipper?
She's busy right now,
no.
Jamie.
Let him come. Jamie Sanders, how you holding up, young man?
Oh, I'm fine. But what about Buzz?
Who's Buzz?
My pet turtle. Is there going to be food for him when we get to Earth? Skipper?
Run along, Jamie.
But...
You better do as she says, Jamie.
I'm going to need some volunteers. And you, Rawl. We're going to want the rest of that Beetlejuice stuff.
The present day.
Don't try to move, Alcar.
Dr. Sharp.
Please. Call me Melissa.
Melissa? You're back.
Yes, I am.
That explains why you're grinning like a Lamatia. Melissa, can I ask you a personal question?
I owe you that much, don't I?
True. Why aren't I dead?
You were lucky. The shot grazed you. I am so sorry, Alcar. I wasn't strong enough. I'm just... The same woman I've always been.
A sharp young surgeon?
That pun wasn't funny before she used it.
Sorry. Actually, I thought it was pretty good. You were saying?
Nothing you don't already know. But I couldn't even hold a phaser steady when the Breen invaded San Francisco. But I spent my whole career hiding on star bases and planet side. But I'm a coward.
You're not a coward, Melissa. You're a moron. I was shot in the guts with a phaser set to kill. I survived, and you think you had nothing to do with it? I don't know what she told you, but listen to what I'm saying. You're a woman of rare strength, Melissa Sharp, and that's the reason I'm still alive today.
You weren't in there. You weren't inside my head when I pulled that trigger. She was happy, Alcar. I remember it as if I felt it. I shot you, and it felt great.
And you missed. Now, let's see about getting out of here. I got a Purple Heart to apply for.
How many is that?
Six.
I'll throw you a party.
Computer, drop force field authorization Dovan Quator Septum. Guess the computer disabled my command codes when I lost command.
Or Underwood revoked them when he threw you in the brig.
That's a fair point. Come to think of it, why did they throw me in the brig? You, I understand. No offense, Melissa, but what did I do?
I don't know.
I do.
Felipe!
Doctor, it's good to see you survived him, too.
Him? Oh, you mean her.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get our revenge.
I hope so.
Yeah, about that.
Captain, you were taken into custody because Commander Underwood has been infested. He's co-opted some of our security people and is attempting to sabotage key areas of the ship. Here's the list. Right, force field. Guard, could you please... There's a good man. Dropping the force field. Here's the list. Don't worry. Set to stun.
Well, thank you, Ensign. We'll stop him.
Don't you worry about it, Captain. I suggest you make for the bridge and fast. The alarm may be going off any second.
He's right. Come on, Melissa.
Toodles. You know, I think Phase 2 is going to work even better when Dovan is alive. Computer, which way to auxiliary control?
Which way to the turbo lift?
Can't take a turbo lift. They'd just cut the power, and we'd be stuck.
Maintenance tunnels?
Jeffrey's tube access to the bridge is sealed off during a red alert. We'll have to disable force fields. I'll get down to the EPS power junction on deck 20 and shut it down. You head for transporter room 12 and wait for my signal.
Signal for what?
We're beaming onto the bridge.
Yeehaw! That'll do it for his starboard weapons array. Good job, Vescent, and thanks for the assist, Isaac.
Thank you, sir.
We do the good work, after all.
With a Timberwolf-class starfighter and a cheerful smirk.
And on days like today, I do still love this job. Lieutenant, are you all right?
Alex Lorok was my best friend in the world, and I never had the chance to tell him. So no, not all right. But the one thing that'll make me feel better is a little healthy revenge.
Just be careful.
Pheasant, tighten it back up.
I'm trying, sir. I'm not getting enough suppressing fire from the Excelsior. Can't maneuver!
You're right. Their shots are going all over the place. Roll to Excelsior. Where's our cover fire?
Stand by, Roll. Excelsior out.
That's it? Stand by?
What is going on over there?
All hands, this is the captain. Dr. Sharp and Captain Dovan are under the control of a hostile alien. They are armed and extremely dangerous. Apprehend them at all costs.
Well, there's a man with no sense of irony.
All hands, This is the captain. Underwood's the one under alien control.
Dovin, you know you just gave away your position.
Oh, bollocks.
Peril the horse.
Oh, bollocks.
You got that right. Look, Lorth, I know that Bajoran loyalty of yours is going to make it hard for you to make an informed choice, so I'm going to make it real easy for you. Back away from the transporter console, or I'll shoot.
You don't have a gun.
Pretend that I do. Look, if we both pretend that I have a gun, then you are under duress, and you get off scot-free under the Starfleet Code of Military Justice.
That's something only the real Melissa Sharp would think of. It's all yours, ma'am.
Computer, seal tube 19 beta gamma.
Access denied. Your security clearance is invalid.
Oh boy, they're on to me. I'm never gonna make it to Deck 20. Time for Plan B. Perfect. Computer, reload holodeck program Ronek Vex and the burning of the black spots. Enable privacy protocol Lorok 1.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
So deep in precious iron, you can buy yourself ye own fortress. This is what we signed on for, Swabs. In the name of Captain Ronek Vex, terror of the symbiotic seas, attack!
The black spot boys!
Aye, Captain Vex. The pirate in the pink pants wouldn't be missing a buccaneer's raid for a boat made of iron.
Aye.
What the hell is stopping you, Yubari?
Lorok was the best engineer on this ship, sir, and he took his holo novels very seriously. I can't break his privacy settings.
Then order your teams to get in there and find Dovin manually. You've led us to our doom, Meteor Malik. They've got us hemmed in on every side, and the scullery is no place for a last stand.
We're not doomed, Captain. I'm using a powerful magic totem that will end this battle in an instant. With a little pirate know-how, I can turn off every force field on the Excelsior from here.
Keeping magical powers inside a stove? What kind of place be that for a totem?
And I have it.
There he is.
Captain Dovin, you're under arrest.
Stupid! Holograms are made of force fields, too. All right, you got me. I'm not gonna fire on my own officers. What's your name, Ensign?
Ensign Karish, sir.
Remind me to put you in for a commendation.
Still no explanation?
None.
Security to the bridge. Don't move.
Same goes for you, Dr. Sharp.
Asuka, I'm so sorry.
Not a word out of you, Doctor.
Well, I see you found the hiding place where I keep my extra phaser.
I'm not sure under your chair qualifies as a hiding place, Dovan. Or shall I address myself to the parasite masquerading as our captain?
My phasers are easy. My Romulan ale? Not even Starfleet security will find those compartments. Stand down, Underwood. I'm the faster shot. You don't stand a chance.
Have you seen me on the phaser range? Or is that just bravado?
We just lost one of the fighters. Two more in serious distress. We need to get back in this fight.
Tell them we'll be there, just as soon as we get this parasite off the bridge.
Me? The parasite? Hardly makes sense. Why would they want me when they can get the captain of the Excelsior?
As I recall the chain of events, I got shot in the guts, and that made you the captain of the Excelsior.
Are you suggesting I was behind your assassination attempt?
I'd have suggested that even if there weren't mind-controlling cockroaches involved.
Firefights beginning to break out below decks. Parasite suspects clashing with security teams.
Another firefight's about to break out on the bridge. Prove it, Underwood. Prove you are who you say you are.
You know that's impossible. We don't know how to detect these monsters. Immune to sensors, able to hide their gills. Prove it yourself!
I know who I am. Last warning, Underwood.
No. No. This isn't right. None of this is right.
What?
Melissa?
This isn't how she works. Taking over dozens of officers, gunning people down in the corridors? The idea would never even cross her mind.
Whose mind?
The parasite that shot me? Keep up, Underwood.
Ah. Then what would she do?
This. She preys on trust. On faith. On friendship. Turns it on itself so nobody believes in anybody else. Gets them to point phasers at one another.
She has a point.
I know.
Then why haven't you lowered your phaser?
The same reason you haven't. Because I can't give up this ship on a hunch.
Because there's a chance. Just a chance.
That Ensign Hermes was right.
Exactly. Wait. Wait, Ensign Hermes? Ensign Philippe Hermes.
He's the one who tipped us off. You'd been taken.
Hermes was the one who tipped us off, too. And broke us out of jail.
It's her.
Has to be. Assuming you're telling the truth.
All right, let's settle this. Yubari, do you trust Mr. Underwood?
He's a lot better at fighting battles than you are, Captain.
I'll try not to take that personally. All right, Underwood. Here's your proof. This ship is yours. Until this is over, I am giving you full command of the Excelsior for the good of the ship.
Well, now I know you're not Dovan.
Ha ha.
Sorry I doubted you.
You did the right thing.
Computer, locate Ensign Hermes.
Philippe Hermes is in auxiliary control.
Let's finish this.
I'm coming with you.
Melissa?
I'm coming with you.
3 months ago, 6 hours after the bug bomb exploded.
Never thought I'd sit in the Anbar Center seat again. Everybody ready?
Yep.
I'm all set.
Buckled in, Skipper.
Just so this is clear to everyone, this is a suicide mission. If we're lucky, we die. If we're less lucky, the buggers will have us. And then we have to hope this Beetlejuice stuff works as advertised. Then we fight till we die. Either way, there's no going back. We clear?
I understand, Skipper.
That's why I volunteered.
Sam, I follow where you lead.
All right, hail the Excelsior.
Hailing frequencies open.
This is Commander Rachel Cortez of the USS Excelsior.
Skipper Sam Cox, Anbar Actual. Glad to finally meet you, Rach. Never guessed I'd have a Vulcan cousin out there.
The sentiment is mutual, Captain. Are you prepared for your mission?
You mean if we said our prayers?
I was referring to the Anbar's deflector array.
Oh, that too. Schmitty.
Working.
It's all set, Rachel. We'll hide your warp trail. Just make yourself scarce. They'll never guess you were here. your blessed sword of Damocles, survives another day. And this old girl will give the buggers a fright they won't soon forget.
You have our gratitude, Captain Cox.
I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for my crew. Promise me you'll get them back to Earth, Rachel Cortez. Every one of them. Get them out of here alive.
You have my word.
Good. And Rach?
Captain.
Remember us.
Always.
The Excelsior is moving off, going to warp.
Charge the deflector dish and get that ion trail scrubbed. Hurry. Buggers will be here any moment.
They're here now.
That's a little early.
One thing I always loved about King Mab, he was always fashionably late. Can you finish the job, Brady?
Need a bit more time.
We'll give it to you. Schmidt, turn our ship around and show the buggers we still have teeth.
Firing all batteries!
Problem is, they have more batteries than we do. I got it. The Excelsior's clear.
Shields are down. Intruders, on key deck.
Infestation squads. Mrs. Chen, draw that phaser and prepare to repel boarders.
Gladly, Skipper.
Well, Skipper, there you go. It's a graceful end after all.
Nor the answer to a prayer. Somewhere in this big white universe, Tawny and Tom are laughing right now.
Come on, Ensign. Just a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes. Just a few more. Talking to myself. Inefficient. Focus on the shield grid.
Busted.
No, not yet. Just a little more.
Turn around. Stop now. Hands up. And turn around.
Old mole. I didn't expect to see you again.
I guess most of your victims don't get that chance.
I made the right choice.
Felipe is dead, isn't he, old mole?
Do you want me to beg for my life, Sharp? Beg like an ape? I won't.
I don't want you to.
Melissa?
Alcar, that thing wormed her way into my head. She laughed as she tried to wring the life out.
I never laughed.
Alcar, she deserves this.
Yes. And I never pretended otherwise. You don't need to wrap it up in a cute moral bow, old mole. You said you'd enjoy killing me. I'm weak now. You think you're strong? Prove it.
With pleasure. Alcar, cover the prisoner.
I was right.
Nope. I'd say you're just about as wrong as you could be.
Strength.
Hey, Melissa?
Alcar?
I told you so.
What the? Sir, I have covering fire again.
Lieutenant, the Excelsior's targeting sensors are back up.
Then this is our lucky moment. All craft, assume attack vectors for the assault. Fire when ready.
We just got targeting sensors back. The highest
assume that means you took care of Mr. Hermes?
I didn't. Report?
We've got the bandits on the run.
Sirs, they're going to war.
Pursuit course.
Agreed.
Do it, Helm.
The Renegade is hailing.
The Renegade? Target their warp core and fire at will.
Belay that. They're on our side now, Dovin.
I would be cautious about a claim like that, Underwood. Cancel my order, but hold off on answering for a moment. What about casualties?
10. Confirmed dead.
All right. All right. 10's not so bad.
Including the entire away team.
What? The Major? Neva? Alex?
There wasn't anything more we could have done.
I hope that's true.
Answer the hail.
Underwood, we need to follow those ships. It's our last hope, and a slim one. But we have to go, now.
We'd already reached the same conclusion. But Mr. Brahms, I think you'd better beam over here first. I believe you have some information for us.
We also reached the same conclusion. It's time you learned the true story of the Sword of Damocles. Prepare for immediate transport.
Yubari?
Got him. And our pursuit course is laid in, sirs.
Captain Dovan, I leave it to you.
Thank you, Captain Underwood. Helm, hit it.
In that episode of Star Trek Excelsior, Alcar Dovan was played by Larry Phelan. Alex Roll was Michael Liebman. Alex Lorach, Samuel Gillis. Joshua Underwood, Gareth Bowling. The Major, Chris Bainbridge. Simon Westlake, Lee Sands. Isaac Brahms, Julian Bain. Hermes and the Parasite, Tom Barnes. Nurse Hennessy, Mike Hennessy. Pilot Zat Passant, Tess Haddon. Transporter Chief, James Haney. Excelsior Crewman, Robert Haddon and Clay Duggar. Renegade Operations, William Smagata. Renegade Tactical, James Smagata. Flores, Gary Culbo. Martinez, Robert Haddon. Computer, Caitlin Haney. Rachel Cortez, Elise Krawick. For the Anbar, Skipper Sam Cox was played by Elise Krawick. Chief of Triage Brady Winners was Eliza Martin. Schmitty, Robert Thomas Hawk. Mrs. Chin, Carla Bandetta. Jamie Sanders, Katie Daner. Anbar Crewwoman, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. Executive produced and written for audio by James Haney. Co-produced by Mike Hennessy. Consulting producer, Carla Bandetta. Post-production by Gary Colbo, James Magata, Mike Hennessy, Andy Thompson, Russell Tillery, and James Haney. Artwork by Caitlin Pereira and Nigel Kerr. Original music by Samuel Gillis. Special thanks to Michael Hudson, Baxter Turnham, Emily Potter, Michael Blaze, the Excelsior role-playing game, Bravo Fleet, and Gene Roddenberry. Where will you be when the truth is finally revealed? The Man from Syracuse tells all this April. Additional music credits are available at StarshipExcelsior.com. No infringement is intended against Star Trek, which remains the property of CBS Paramount Television.
This has been an Excelsior production.